Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 6, Brahmananda Bharati. The next day, Mukunda Datta informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Brahmananda Bharati has come to see you. Shall I bring him here?" "Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master, so it is better that I go to him." After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees came into the presence of Brahmananda Bharati. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees approached Brahmananda Bharati, they saw that he was covered with a deerskin, and seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very unhappy. Seeing Brahmananda Bharati wearing the deerskin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pretended not to see him. Instead, Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda Datta, "Where is Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master?" "Oh my lord, why here is Brahmananda Bharati in your presence." "No, no, no, you are incorrect. This is not Brahmananda Bharati. You must be talking of someone else, for this is surely not Brahmananda Bharati. You simply have no knowledge. Why should Brahmananda Bharati wear a deerskin?" When Brahmananda Bharati heard this, he thought, "My deerskin is not approved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." "Yes, Lord Chaitanya has spoken well. I put on this deerskin only for prestige. I cannot cross over the ocean of nations simply by wearing a deerskin. From today on, I shall not wear this deerskin." And as soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mind, immediately sent for the robes of a sannyasi. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati gave up his deerskin and covered himself with sannyasi robes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, offering respects at the lotus feet of Brahmananda Bharati. "Oh, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you instruct the general populace by your behavior, so I will not do anything against your wishes. Otherwise, you will not offer me respect, but instead you will neglect me, and I am afraid of this. Now at the present moment, I see two Brahmans. One Brahman is Lord Jagannath, who does not move, and the other Brahman, who is moving, is you. Lord Jagannath is the Archavigraha, the worshipable deity, and it is he who is the non-moving Brahman. But you are Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are moving here and there. The two of you are the same Brahman, the master of the material nature, but you are playing two parts, one moving and one not moving. In this way, two Brahmans are now residing at Jagannath Puri, Purushottama. Now, of the two Brahmans, you are fair-complexioned, and the other, Lord Jagannath, is blackish. But both of you are delivering the whole world. My dear Brahmananda Bharati, actually, to tell you the truth, it is due to your presence that there are now two Brahmans at Jagannath Puri. For both Brahmananda and Gaurahari are moving, whereas the blackish Lord Jagannath is sitting tight and immobile. Now, my dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logical argument between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and myself. The living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all-pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purified me by taking away my deerskin. So this is the proof that Lord Chaitanya is all-pervasive and all-powerful, and that I am simply subordinate to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suvarna varno he mango varangas chandanangadi sanyasa krich chama shanto nishta shanti parayanaha. Lord Chaitanya's bodily hue is golden, and Lord Chaitanya's whole body is just like molten gold. For every part of Lord Chaitanya's body is very beautifully constructed and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Accepting the renounced order, Lord Chaitanya is always equipoised. Lord Chaitanya is firmly fixed in his mission of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and Lord Chaitanya is firmly situated in his dualistic conclusion and in his peace. All the symptoms mentioned in this verse from the Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra are visible in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya's arms are decorated with sandalwood pulp and the thread received from the Sri Jagannath deity, and these are Lord Chaitanya's ornamental bangles. After hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya rendered his judgment. Brahmananda Bharati, I see that you are victorious. Yes, Bhatta Acharya, I now accept whatever Brahmananda Bharati has said. It is quite all right with me. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posed himself as a disciple and accepted Brahmananda Bharati as his spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya then said, "The disciple is certainly defeated in any argument with the spiritual master." No, my dear Lord Chaitanya, this is not the cause of your defeat. There is another cause, for it is your natural characteristic to accept defeat at the hands of your devotee. And there is yet another glory of yours, which I ask you to hear attentively. I have been meditating on the impersonal Brahman since my very birth. But since I have seen you, I have fully experienced Krishna. Since I have seen you, I have been feeling the presence of Lord Krishna within my mind and have been actually seeing Krishna before my very eyes. So now I want to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Over and above this, within my heart, I consider you to be that same Krishna, and I am therefore very eager to serve you. Indeed, Bilva Mangala Thakur abandoned his impersonal realization for the realization of the personality of Godhead, and I now see that my condition is similar to his, for it has already changed. Advaita Bhiti Patikair Upasya Swananda Singhasana Labda Diksha Shatpena Kenapi Vayang Hathena Dasi Krita Gopa Vadhu Vitena. Although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who was always joking with the gopis. Oh, my dear Brahmananda Bharati, you have such a deep ecstatic love for Krishna, and therefore, wherever you turn your eyes, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. Sarvabhauma then spoke, "The statements of both of you are correct. Krishna gives direct audience through his mercy. Without having ecstatic love for Krishna, one cannot see Krishna directly. Therefore, through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has acquired direct vision of the Lord." "Sarvabhauma, what are you saying? Lord Vishnu, save me." Such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Brahmananda Bharati with him to his residence. And from that time on, Brahmananda Bharati remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Later, Ramabhadra Acharya and Bhagavan Acharya joined them, and giving up all other responsibilities, they remained under the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded May 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo E Abhilashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Ye tomara sharanaloy karavancha punahoy kripa kori koro tare vrindavana vasi Talasi Krishna prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo Abhilashi Mora E Abhilash Vilas Kunje Diovas Nayana हे विभो सदा युगला रूप राशि तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयसी नमो नमः राधा कृष्ण सेवा पाबो हे अभिलाषी हे निवेदन धार शकीर अनुगत कोरो सेवा अधिकार दिए कोरो निज दासी तुलसी कृष्ण प्रेयसी Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pabo He Abhilashi Dina Krishna Dase Koi He Ena Mora Hai Sri Radha Govinda Preme Sadayena Vasi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavoi Abhilashi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna, I bow before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Whoever takes shelter of you has their wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy upon someone, you make that person a resident of Vrindavan. And my desire is that you will also give me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavana Dham. So thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And so I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherder damsels of Braja. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maidservant. Now, this very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna prays, may I always swim in the love of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda. Yani kani cha papani brahma hatyadikani cha tani tani pranasyanti pradakshinaha pade pade. Yani kani cha papani brahma hatyadikani cha tani tani pranasyanti pradakshinaha pade pade. When a person circumambulates Srimati Tulsi Devi, all the sins one may have committed are destroyed at every step, even the sin of killing a brahmana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Jayatang Sarato Pango Mamamanda Mategati Matsaravasva Padambojao Radha Madana Mohana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. 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 With no effort he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, I belong to Govinda. Tvam Adi Deva Purusha Purana, Tvam Asya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, I belong to Govinda. And with no effort he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda. He is the cause of all causes. He has no origin other than himself. Everything is emanating from him. Govinda, Govinda, I just worship Govinda. He is not void, he's not impersonal. Govinda, Govinda, I belong to Govinda. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He is the reservoir of all our pleasure. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda. And with no effort he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
recorded May 13, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.